This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, let's rock. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by Window Nation. We're about to talk with Bobby Corella, Mavs.com, about tonight's Game 5. How confident are you the Mavs can get this done, force a Game 7 in the not-too-distant future? Segment's brought to you by the Frankels as well. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com as Bobby joins us now here in the Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, gentlemen. I'm doing great. So much better than I was on Wednesday night, that's for sure.
Yeah, where would you start if you want to build a case to be optimistic that maybe the Mavs got a shot here of getting to a Game 7 or even getting to a Game 6 at this point?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, on Wednesday you're thinking, man, is the NBA even like a good league? Like, should they just like dismantle it and basketball kind of sucks? And then 2 days later, the Mavs are up by almost 50 points in the fourth quarter. You know, I think the proof is kind of in the pudding. I mean, they're a very resilient group of guys. Unfortunately, they found themselves in a 3-0 hole before demonstrating that resilience in this series. But really, all throughout the regular season and all throughout this playoff run, Luka in particular has bounced back so well after, you know, the Mavs arrive in what feels like the valley or what feels like the lowest moment of the season. Every single series, they've been at some sort of crossroads, and Luka and the guys have bounced back. So, you know, maybe Game 4 was the last hurrah, and they didn't want to go out weak at home or whatever, and they're going to lose tonight. Or maybe the fact that they beat the brakes off those guys so badly, you know, to where Boston benched their starters in the third quarter of a finals game, maybe that's going to instill some more confidence and some more belief. Say, hey, I mean, if we can just keep paying attention to details, if we can knock down just some shots, if we can stay aggressive on offense and defense, then, I mean, I think we've, you know, we've seen, I think, throughout this series, the Mavs are almost as good as Boston. And if they can not only match their skill, but also match their energy, their effort, their want to, their defensive intensity, then I think the Mavs are just as good as them. And let's let the chips fall where they may.
Other than hit shots or play harder, are there anything tactically on either side that they've adjusted that could, you know, make you believe a little more?
Yeah, I mean, I think Luka just stopped kind of taking no for an answer in Game 4. In Game 3, it really felt like he would beat his guy and then kind of get to like 7-8 feet from the rim and start pump faking, you know, trying to draw a foul or trying to force the help defender to commit either way, or just like almost like he was waiting to see what Boston was going to do before he made up his mind. And that resulted in my opinion, what could have been a little 5-foot floater or just a finger roll right off the glass turned into a contested 12-foot fadeaway. And in Game 4, all of that stuff was gone. I mean, Luka and Kyrie were just relentless. In the second and third quarters combined, the Mavs won the points in the paint battle 32-6 in those two quarters. I mean, that is a complete butt-whooping. And, I mean, they were just relentless, putting the ball on the floor and making things happen at the rim. And then defensively, I feel like the big adjustment, I mean, a lot of it was just better integrity at the point of attack, just not getting beat off the dribble as much. But their help, their rotation was so much more crisp in Game 4. they were really communicating. I mean, you could see it and hear it, the guys shouting out, hey, rotate, hey, drop down, get up high, whatever. I mean, they're pointing at guys. Like, they were just really communicating and playing with a sense of urgency that was simply just missing through the first three games of this series. Or maybe it was quite there, but not every single possession down the floor or whatever. It just really felt like they were completely locked in. I know that's not like a tactical adjustment, but I mean, they played the game as if their season was on the line, and you know, the result was pretty awesome.
Bobby Krell of Mavs.com with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What do you think Jason Kidd does from a Tim Hardaway Jr. standpoint tonight? What's the strategy there?
Man, that's a great question, because I thought Dante Exum had an unbelievable game four. And earlier in the series, he made some mistakes, but I thought that he's been pretty good in his limited playing time out there. So as of, you know, midway through the third quarter, I'm thinking, okay, this is Dante Exum's series now. Let's see what he can do. And then Hardaway comes in and makes five threes in a row to start the fourth. I think, you know, given the stakes were relatively lower, and, you know, game three, I think he was 0-for-5, 0-for-6, whatever he was from the floor. You know, I still think that Exum is going to be the first guy in. But if Boston starts raining down threes, you know, if the game feels like it's maybe getting that little out of control either way, then I think Hardaway is the one guy on this team outside of Luka and Kyrie that can give you 15 points in a quarter, you know, or even more. He's had a couple 40-point games this season. So, you know, I think he'll probably get in the game tonight. I mean, if he misses his first couple shots, then maybe he won't stay in the game for very long. But if he's knocking him down, I mean, he's kind of the only guy on the team that can really threaten three or four or five threes in a game outside of maybe P.J. Washington once in a blue moon. And, I mean, the Mavs, fortunately, to this point in the series, you know, Boston really hasn't just completely poured it on for a full game. The games have been pretty low scoring. The Mavs defense has done a decent job. But in the event that Boston starts heating up, you might need a match blow for blow. And Tim is really kind of probably the only guy on the bench that can, you know, hang with those guys in that respect.
I love what you said about Exum, and I was going to go there with you, but you covered that. Maxey did hit a three. Is that enough to get him going and building confidence offensively? Because it does seem like they like Maxey with a Lively, Maxey with a Gafford, instead of just working both Gafford and Lively on the court at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to knock down threes, especially if he's playing next to a big. You know, if he's out there with Gafford or Lively, he has to at least be willing to take the shots. You know, if he's playing the small ball five where it's like Luka, Kyrie, Tim, and Josh Green or something, then sure, you know, Maxey's just kind of the outlet. They're going to put a guy on him and kind of whatever. But you can make it work because there's so much space elsewhere. But if it's Gafford or Lively out there beside him, he has to be willing to step into those shots with confidence. And it was really good to see him knock one down. I thought he was more impressive on defense in game four than on offense. I mean, he just looked a little quicker. He looked a little more locked in. Jason Tatum tried him a couple times. Drew Holiday tried him a couple times, and he was stonewalling them. I mean, he looked much more like the Maxey Kleber we all know and love, and much less like a guy that's been battling coming back from injury and trying to find his rhythm and maybe battling with some confidence issues. So, I mean, they definitely need him to at least be willing to take those shots. But again, if Boston starts heating up from three, you got to do more than just take him. You got to knock him down if you want to stay in the game. And you know, it could come down to that tonight. You know, which team's role players step up and make the most threes.
Hey, Bobby, I don't know how unusual this is, but you know, Luka and you know his teammates talking about, you know, him, and that we've had discussions with him about don't worry about the fouls, play through them and all that. How unusual was that for Lively to stand up there in front of the media and bring that all up? Have you ever seen a rookie player, you know, address something like that, in ever before?
I'm not sure I've ever seen a teammate address it before. Usually it's just the player in question or maybe the coach or something. But man, I mean, it's pretty awesome that Lively's willing to do that. He's 20 sure. years old. I mean, he's calling out coverages. He's talking in huddles. He's talking in press conferences. Like, he's a confident guy. He wants to be a leader. He is a vocal. He's definitely a vocal guy, but he's also like a lead by example, set the tone. He's the aggressive fish in the fishbowl that's going to make everybody else swim just a bit faster too. You know, he has that effect, which as a rookie and kind of to like be conscious of the fact that he does have those effects on his teammates. Like he's willing to lean in and embrace that, and sort of be that guy on and off the floor. It's amazing. I mean, Luka, for example, he came in the NBA when he was 19 years old, and he played at the highest levels in the world outside of the NBA. But he didn't really start becoming more of a vocal guy on this team until like year three or year four. Lively's doing that right away. I mean, it's amazing seeing him mature on and off the floor. And I mean, literally every time we talk about him, I just get more and more excited because he is unbelievable, man. And he made a three in game four, by the way. That was pretty awesome, too.
Gosh, what a sequence that was. Three block alley-oop, get the place on fire. He's fantastic. He's a fan favorite. He's the future leader of this team if he's not already. My gosh, the dude's amazing. But finally, Bobby, what is your optimism that we get Kyrie casting away those Boston demons tonight, playing like the best version of himself in Boston for what feels like the first time in a long time?
They need him, man. They need him. They need everybody, but they especially need Kyrie. You know, I think he was able to get anywhere he wanted on the floor in both Game 3 and Game 4. In Game 3, he missed a few too many bunnies around the rim. Luka did too. I'm not just picking on Kyrie. But I feel like on the floor these last two games, Kyrie has found something. And I hope he's able to carry that over to tonight. Because, look, I mean, if Luka's going to be locked in and if Luka's going to play bully ball and get to the rim, Boston is going to start have to committing a little more attention to him, especially if Porzingis is going to be out, which I'm assuming he's out tonight, and I don't know if he's going to play again this series.
Sure.
They don't have the rim protection. So Boston is eventually going to have to commit more attention to Luka, and in that event, Kyrie needs to be ready to kill those guys, you know, metaphorically speaking. And right. if he can do that, you know, if he can get going like we've seen him do in this playoff run, then, man, I mean, the Mavs can win the championship. Like, the margin is that thin. If Kyrie can be Kyrie, I really believe that they have a chance to do this. But anything less than that, it is going to be very, very difficult to leave this arena with a win tonight.
Okay, Bobby, so outside of Luka, Kyrie, and then I'm putting Lively. He's not even a role player. He's your third best player. Dude's an absolute stud, foundational piece for the future. Which role player needs to step up to get the dub tonight?
Give me P.J. Washington, man. P.J. Washington or Derek Jones. They need double figures from one of those guys. They need one of those guys, or heck, why not both? But they need one of those guys to knock down two or three threes, preferably early in the game, to force Boston to respect them, which will give Luka and Kyrie a little more room underneath. I mean, they just have to get something from one or both of those guys. Throw in Josh Green, too. Just any of those wings, if one of them can just get it going a little bit, then that changes the geometry of things and makes things so much easier for your stars. So I'm looking for one of those guys to come out aggressive early, set the tone, and hopefully command a little respect from the Boston defense.
When are we going to get a five out with Lively shooting trays?
Why not tonight?
Like, let's go.
You're down 3-1. Who cares?
You know? Yeah, buddy.
I mean, I could see it starting next year. You know, if Boston's going to put wings on him and you know, if opponents in general are going to put wings on him, and they're big on Derek Jones or P.J. Washington or who they deem to be another non-shooter in the starting lineup, that's a great counter. That's another way to stretch the geometry and make defenses, make individual defenders make really tough decisions. I mean, that shot did not go in by accident. That thing was very pretty. That was a soft splash right through the rim. It was beautiful. And if he's willing and ready to take those shots starting next season, then, oh, my God, we might be talking about not just a fan favorite, but like a future all-star caliber big man.
Yeah, that's a weapon right there. Thank you so much, Bobby. Enjoy the game.
Thank you, guys. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Bob. Same to you. Bobby Carella, Mavs.com here with you in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at the Globe. It's a Terramana Monday. Tomorrow, Seager and Simeon Silver Slugger Bat Tuesday. For the first 10,000 fans. Okay, best of the weekend's coming up next, Chief.
Yes, sir. Featuring the U.S. choke-in and a baseball jello shot update next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.